Some of the equipment used in the experiments at the Sanford Underground Lab are so precise that even tiny unseen particles of dirt or dust can throw them off. And there's one woman who makes it her mission to keep those dust particles out. Robin Varland is the Davis campus custodian. She's an integral part of the success of the science being done a mile underground. There's the large underground xenon or LUX experiment that is searching for dark matter, and the Mariana demonstrator experiment under construction that will search for a rare phenomenon called neutrinoless double beta decay.
Nothing goes through here without being wiped. If it is for Mariana, they have a special cleaning policy to go through, and it is intensive. Anything for Mariana, everything is wiped. If you get a bag of bolts, everyone is wiped.
When equipment is brought into the lab, it's rubbed down with alcohol wipes above ground and bagged in a plastic garbage bag and then wiped again in what's called the cart wash. She uses alcohol wipes to test for dirt, and if there's any lingering on the pad, the cleaning starts over. The cart wash is also where clothes and shoes are changed before going into the lab area. Varland also washes about 7 loads of laundry each day and cleans the restrooms. But it's no ordinary toilet.
In order to use these, you have to use this. This is called the bowl liner. The nickname is called the cone. And you cannot use this without this. Otherwise, you might be humbly embarrassed. So what you do is you use that and you void. And the minute you void, it's going to put some weight on that. So you have two pedals over here. The bottom pedal is the one that you step on. And I'm going to take this out because we have nothing in here. And what you do is you step on it. And as you can see, it's burning waste already. And it is warm.
Hot.
It's warm. Yeah, it's burning. And then you shut this and you push this.
Varland says over time her job is getting easier because she's cleaned everything inside the lab thoroughly, and now it's more about keeping the dust out.
And believe it or not, in the very beginning, 7 of the scientists and me, we cleaned every hole in these grates. And there are 50,000 holes. We spent 7 hours, and we have a special name for that day. And we have not forgot it.
That special name is not for broadcast. Varland says she never expected to go to work at the former gold mine. Her father, brother, husband, and father-in-law all worked as homestake miners. Though she may not work with a drill or dynamite, she's come to appreciate what it's like to work a mile underground. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland.